she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, it's time to do the darn thing, whether we're ready or not. Doors open, computer monitors falling over, chest colds, and everything else. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What up?
Snuggles.
Hey, hey.
Today we have a special guest host, Trent Shepherd, the director of the sports division at AutoFlex. Hi, Trent.
Hi, how are you?
So he's going to tell us, he just got back from a Dallas Cowboys training camp. He was in Oxnard, and he's going to brag and share some stories with us coming up at 9:30. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear about it. Also, we're going to get into an internet scam that you need to watch out for because it might just cost you your car. But first, let's get right to it. If you've got a Dodge Charger, you're especially going to be interested in this story.
You know, if you've got a Dodge Charger, you might want to close your doors very gently and give your local dealer a call because about 284,153 Dodge Chargers have been recalled by Chrysler Fiat mm-hmm. Chrysler, because if you slam the doors, the side airbags may go off.
Whoops.
Is that a problem?
Seems like it would be.
It could be. It seems that the side curtain airbag deployment mechanism may be a little too sensitive. They also say if you drive it down a road and get heavy road input, I think that means hitting bumps.
Bumpy roads. Speed bumps.
The side impact airbags could go off.
Yikes.
Now, here's the other kicker to this. They've had the same issue with some Ram trucks. So they're going to begin the recall ASAP, which means within this month. And if you're driving a Charger built between 10 and 14, contact your local Fiat Chrysler dealer and give them your VIN number, and they'll tell you if you're one of the lucky winners.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good thing to have going on with your airbags just deploying randomly when you shut the door.
I think we need to send an email out to all of our Dodge Charger and Dodge Ram clients to let them know about this.
Yeah, we
Monday morning.
Yeah, we will, and we've got a ton of these leased, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it will affect some of the folks that we lease cars to.
It won't affect them though on the resale value.
No, it won't,
because you know how these recalls affect resale value sometimes. Well, not always, but sometimes it really freaks people out. So they'll just be able to turn those cars back in and be done with it.
That's easy.
Walk away from Dodge if they want to.
Only if you bought it would you have to worry about the resale value. If you leased it, it's guaranteed.
Honk your horn if you're out there driving. And, of course, raise your hand in here if you're completely frustrated that a safety feature they have put in our cars, airbags, are getting recalled and killing people.
Honk, honk.
They're not killing people.
Takata.
Takata.
I like Takata.
Okay. And those airbags explode and shoot shrapnel, much like a shotgun would, into the driver
or the passenger.
Now, that's a different thing. That's a Takata airbag. And airbags save more lives every year than anything they've ever done to automobiles.
That's true.
That's true.
But airbag schmairbag when it comes to shrapnel and exploding when you haven't even had an accident. But anyway.
Okay, so here's the deal from Fiat Chrysler. They say occupant restraint module needs to be recalibrated. It's a software fix. They can do it when you take your car in, but you should contact the dealer, make an appointment, and all that neat stuff. Again, those notifications will be going out almost immediately from the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration.
So what if you shut your door, the airbag goes off, but you're already outside of the car, and then you're like, oh, I've got to drive it to the dealership to get my recall fixed, and then you get in a wreck. And
rolling
you
up out
airbag.
Of the way, you'd have to be pretty silly to get in a wreck.
I think they'd probably pay for your tow bill.
Oh, there you go.
Should you want to have it towed in,
you're probably right.
Have an airbag. But
yeah.
That's a plus.
Yeah. Drive carefully, Dodge, Challenger, Charger, Challenger, Dodge products.
Charger and Ram. That's it.
There we are.
All right. If you live in Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric has an interesting program because there are so many electric cars in Northern California that they're actually causing brownouts. Now, this is a little crazy, but Pacific Gas and Electric will send an owner of an EV $1,000 if they will get on an experimental program they've got and not charge their vehicle at prime usage times. So in the middle of the afternoon when everybody's got their air conditionings on at home and in the office, they don't want you charging your car up. And here's how it works. This is really interesting. If you sign up, You get a $1,000 credit with them against your electric bill. And here's what they do. If you're charging when they don't want you to charge, they send you a text. They say, hey, please stop charging right now. We paid you. You know, you got to do this for us, right? And wait until after 7 or so. Would you do that?
I don't think I could. I mean, I drive way too much. I would be using my battery power.
Well, the interesting thing is they're hoping to set up a network so they can use the battery power from the cars when the system, when the grid is stressed. So when your car is plugged in, the electricity would flow back into the grid, and they would actually give you a credit for that. And when the grid is fully charged and everybody's good, then you can charge up your car.
Like they talk about doing for solar. When you have a solar panel, they could
same thing
take some of your power back as since you're making it, or give you a discount or a credit on your electric bill.
Yeah, except so many people now in California have signed up for that, and so many people have solar and wind power that the electric companies out there are having trouble meeting their payrolls and paying for their maintenance and stuff. Because now so many people are generating electricity, they're not selling as much as they used to. It's sort of like the gasoline tax in Oregon. They're not collecting enough gasoline tax because there's so many cars that are run on electricity that now they can't pay for the roads because that came from the gas tax.
Well, I think somehow or another the solar and the electric ought to be connected to each other, and those two should like share their power back and forth, and the rest of us fools should just pay for ours maybe.
Well, we'll see how it works out.
Not that you're a fool. I mean, me. I'm not going to do the solar or the electric.
Who's a fool?
Me. Oh, okay. I mean, the rest of me. will pay for our electric. But doesn't that make sense if one's trying to conserve energy and save, so they've gone electric, and then the other one's making the power for the... That seems like a good
Yeah, win-win, it sounds like.
I'm just thinking.
Write them a letter, PG&E. Just let them know what you're thinking.
There you go.
All right, now here's the downside to having an EV. EVs depreciate much more quickly than gasoline models of the same car. This study came out of Black Book out of Georgia, and they are looking at much higher rates of depreciation when they are seeing EVs resold. And there's a couple of reasons for that, I think, just common sense. People become afraid that the battery is going to die on these cars eventually, and they're very expensive to replace.
Mm-hmm.
So when they buy an EV, they worry about the expense of replacing the battery. The second thing is the first person to buy the EV was highly motivated to do so. Whether it be image or what tax credits or whatever it was, they wanted an EV. The second buyer probably is not that motivated. But here's what he's going to get. He's going to get a heck of a bargain. If you look at what a 2012 Leaf four-door hatchback sold for, originally the sticker price was $36,380. Now, and that means it costs $20,000 more than its non-electric
than a gas
counterpart, right?
A gas car, the same equipment and features and size, was $20,000 less.
Oh, in 3 years, that car has depreciated $9,668 or $805 a month. Now, that's just the loss in value of the car, $805 a month for the first 3 years. What does that mean if you're the guy that got it to begin with?
Should have gotten a Lexus.
I hope you leased it, because if you leased it, you don't have to worry about it. If you bought it, you're going to have to pay a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get rid of it, it's going to cost you a lot. What does it mean for the guy that wants to buy the car as a three-year-old used car? Heck of a bargain. You can buy that car right now for about $7,400.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sort of crazy when you look at things. The iMEV may be the most depreciated car on the market right now. It started out at $29,125 in 2012. And that car is going for an average of $53.50 right now for a 2012 iMEV.
Was that Mitsubishi?
Yes.
I call that one iMEV.
Okay, well, and you could. You can call it that. Very nice. Also, the Volt, about the same thing, $40,431 MSRP when it was new 3 years ago. The Volt is worth somewhere around $29,931 now. So it's depreciating at $831 a month. The one that percentage-wise depreciates the least, but it's still appreciable, is the Tesla.
Sure.
And the Tesla depreciates at around $594 a month for the first 3 years of ownership. That's the depreciation on the car. Mm-hmm. So that means that's what it costs you to drive it without anything else. That's just the car cost.
Right. Remember, the cost of a car isn't just what you pay for it. It's what you get for it later on. So whatever the value is that dropped. So mm-hmm. if you paid 40 and you sell it for 20, you lost 50%. You know, how many years did it take to drop that far is the question about whether or not it's really a bargain. If it drops that far in a year or two, not really.
Well,
it should take 4 years, I think, to drop at least half of its value.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty well the normal is somewhere between 3 and 4 years, 50% in value loss. So these EVs are losing a great deal more value in resale. And again, I think it's because the secondary market on them is just not like the first buyer, because the first buyer, they're motivated. They're buying an electric car. They're leasing an electric car if they're smart. They're making a statement, all that neat stuff. But it's an expensive statement if you actually buy the car and have to worry about the resale.
I would suggest for anybody who really needs a huge tax write-off, and if they can use their car lease as an equipment lease, say you are self-employed, then you lease one of those cars and you get the better tax write-off. Well, you could depreciate the whole thing.
Yeah, I've got to look at. I haven't looked at that. I should have looked at the resale value on these cars. Trent just pointed out something. He was in California at Cowboy Training Camp last week. Gasoline was $4.89.
What?
Yes.
$4.89 a gallon. Yeah.
Yowza!
It's like theirs never went down.
Right. It's $2.19 here in McKinney, at least.
Oh my gosh!
Here's the thing. They have a lot of gasoline tax state imposed in California, a lot more than the federal government imposes.
So that's why.
Yeah, a lot higher taxes.
You know, they're basically collecting consumption tax. I mean, not to get into all the economics and stuff, but since they did all that crazy stuff with their property tax and keeping property tax values down, and that's why it went so crazy there with selling the houses, they got to collect it somewhere. So if they're not going to get it from the people who own property and so forth, then they've got to get it. And that's, to me, a consumption tax when you put it in the gas, because everybody drives.
You're exactly right, by the way.
You're so smart, Tammy.
You are. Yeah, they had 13.
I had a little mini celebration there.
Proposition 13 was passed so that no one's property tax could be raised. And it passed, and so no one's property tax was raised. But then they had to raise taxes in a lot of other areas to make up for it, because they still needed the money.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to take it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to go recharge our battery, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, our guest host, Trent Shepard. He's the director of the sports division at AutoFlex. And me, Sybil. Gather round. Feel free to give us a shout, 877-881-1053 or an AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733.
And if you're interested in leasing a car and don't want to get out in 174 degree temperature today, you might go to AutoFlex.com to see all our great inventory there. Or call one of our offices at either 972 or 817-234-1234 and find out you can actually pretty well get a car over the phone if you want to without having to go out and burn your fingers on the keys when you try to start that car to test drive.
I mean, 174 is a little bit of an exaggeration. It's more like 170.
Yeah, you're right.
171, something right around there.
Okay, here's the thing. I was out yesterday afternoon about 4:30. It's hotter than the surface of the sun out there. I'm just saying.
Tell them what happened to your battery on Thursday.
My car battery it killed it.
The heat?
The heat mm-hmm. killed my battery.
I didn't know that was possible. That's what happens.
Let me tell you. I came out of a restaurant. I went into a barbecue place to get a quick bite to eat.
Yeah.
And my car was deader than a rock, and it's not that old.
Right.
And so I called Lexus, and they said, no problem. We'll send you a new battery. And a guy shows up with a truck and puts a new battery in, and I'm driving again.
Just swapped it out right there at the barbecue hut?
No, actually, I jumped it off there and got it back to AutoFlex on Central, and then they brought me a battery. It was a beautiful thing.
That's
really good service.
It is great
service. They would have brought it to the barbecue place. He called from down there, but he was like, I've got people to help me. But I'll tell you what, that happened with my little Acura years ago. It was, 1,000 degrees outside, and I came back, and I'll tell you what, I turned the key and that thing exploded when I was trying to, I heard this pop. I thought I'd been shot. I dove down. Look, I'm diving away from the microphone. I mean, I actually, dove.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the heck. And then there's this smoke coming out from under my hood, and then I jumped out of the car thinking it was on fire. It was
right.
crazy. Yeah. It was just my battery. This heat will kill your battery, so be ready for that.
So all those stalled cars you see on the drive home, it's not necessarily overheating. Sometimes it's the battery.
But it is sometimes overheating, and it's hard on everything. I saw a guy with a motorcycle parked. He'd managed to roll it up under an underpass, but his bike was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just hard on everything.
So just, you know, check your fluids, make sure you've got plenty of that going on, and make sure your cell phone's charged up so you can call somebody to bring you a battery.
There you have it.
go ahead.
No, you
tell me.
Internet scams that might cost you your car. Let's get into it.
Well, one of my friends wanted to, I remember she called me about, she wanted a blue Lexus. This was several years back, and she was shopping everywhere for it, and I couldn't talk her out of the blue. I said, you know, blue resale value is, you know, it's not as good as white or silver, so on. So anyway, she was stuck on this blue Lexus, and there weren't any, because the Lexus dealers really don't order them that way either. She wanted to buy it pre-owned. She found one online. You know, it had all the pictures and so forth, and they said, you know, You pay us through, it was sort of similar to a PayPal, but it wasn't, account, and we'll ship the car to you. And if you're not, you know, if you don't like it or anything, then we'll just take it back. And it was an individual, and he was supposedly divorced. It was his ex-wife's car, and he was moving overseas, and on and on and on. And I said, Stacy, if you send any money to this person, it's gone.
There's always a story. That's one of the hints.
Mm-hmm.
When you think it may be a scam, there's always a good story that goes with it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's not just somebody that wants to buy a car.
Why did the person even get involved in telling the story about why they want? It doesn't matter why you want to sell the car. You're just selling the car.
Yeah.
So if they're asked, especially if you've advertised your car online and they say they will send you a cashier's check, they've already arranged for transportation. Okay. They don't even want to come see the car. They just want the car. There's your first signal. Mm-hmm. That's a bad sign that they don't want to see the car. Who buys a car sight unseen? Not that many. Okay, well, some of our clients do, but it's different. We're a dealer.
Well, and we have cars checked before.
Yes.
But nobody buys a car from an individual without looking at it.
Person to person, you don't really. Or you send somebody to inspect the car, as I would do, and I have done when I had to buy a car in Pennsylvania for a client because it was the only one in America. And I sent somebody to do a complete inspection on the car. When a client in San Francisco bought a used Mercedes from me, he said, well, how do I know it's a great car? I said, the same way I would. I'd hire a third party to check it out. Here are some suggestions. You pick who you want. Cost you $250. The guy went through it with a fine-tooth comb, told him the things that were wrong with it. Anyway, the bottom line is, if it seems too good to be true, it is. So you don't. So in this particular scam, they send you a cashier's check, and they say the transport driver will come pick it up. So you go deposit the cashier's check into your account, pay the transport driver out of that money because they're going to send you enough for the car plus the transportation, and they'll pick up the car. And a couple weeks later, you find out that cashier's check was forged.
Ooh.
It happens, believe it or not. I sold my car online. Now, I'm a pro in the car business. So that's why I did it. My car was 10 years old, and I advertised it local, and people wanted to negotiate with me, and they didn't even want to come look at the car first. I was like, till you see the car, I'm not knocking off a dollar. So anyway, this guy from Michigan comes, he calls me, he wants the car, and he sends an inspector to see it, check out the car, very wise man. And then, how are we going to pay for this car? He wants to come down from Michigan to get it. I said, well, he said, I could do it. You know, we can do a cashier's check. I said, no. He opened an account at Chase where I banked. He flew down. I picked him up at the airport. We went to Chase. We transferred the money right there.
Oh, there you go.
So if somebody does want to send you a cashier's check, what you do is you take that cashier's check to that bank, even if it's not your bank. Let's say they send you a Wells Fargo or a Chase cashier's check. You go into that. They'll cash it and turn it into a check for you if it's a good check.
Right.
So that's how you know. That's the only way to do it.
Well, and they probably are the only ones that do know if it's good or not.
Right.
Because you can take a cashier's check to your bank, even if it's forged, they make them perfect.
Right.
And give it to your bank, and your bank will give you credit for it until they find out it's fake.
And then
all of a sudden you owe your bank thousands of dollars because you've basically given them a forged instrument.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with a personal check.
Right.
If the personal check's no good, there's no money either. You know, you might think it's deposited, but several days later you find out it's no good. So take that check straight to that particular bank and have it turned into a check made to you from that bank.
Okay, so a couple of things. listen to the accent of the caller, because a lot of these scams are carried the people that are out of the country or from out of the country, and they are going to move that money out of the country as soon as they can get it. So when they get the money, they immediately move it to a foreign account in Uzbekistan, where you have no recourse. Once the money leaves the continental United States, there's no recourse on it.
Right.
So they wait for the money, they ship it out immediately, and then at that point, you're done. Here's the other thing. They're going to give you a cashier's check, and they tell you to pay the truck driver in cash for transportation. It's your money, so you're paying them to steal your car. Yeah. I mean, it's just, and it happens all the time. The other thing.
I'm sorry for laughing.
If it sounds too good to be true.
It is.
It is. No one is going to give you what you're asking for your car.
No, they're all going to negotiate. Trust me, we're car dealers. We know. And when you, I mean, surely you've all gotten that email that says, hello, I'm rich and I live in this other country and I want to get married and I need to deposit $25 million
the into Nigerian
an American
prince.
Account. That whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same deal. I think there's like a call center or an email center somewhere where they all just send out these scams one after another. Anyway, just be careful when selling your car on your own. Be suspicious of everything, really, just like me.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text 43733. Tammy, how did someone in Michigan find your car and know
eBay.
It was for sale?
eBay.
Ah!
I put it on eBay. I had it on Craigslist local, and people wanted to go. They were trying to knock me down on the price. They didn't even come see the car. I'm like, this is a no-pick car.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I have an 05 Stratus. The battery cost extra to replace because of its location in the bumper in front of the left wheel well. You have to jack the car up to change the battery. That's a piece of engineering right there. I'll have to say that.
That's a piece of something.
Yeah. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I want a 2015 Dodge Charger Hellcat.
Would you
sell me one at sticker price, as opposed to the $20,000 to $40,000 markup I'm seeing around the country? Okay, well, a couple of things. One, they've taken the Hellcat out of production for 2015, and they're making 2016s. I don't believe there are any available new 2015s left unless you're willing to pay $20,000, maybe cheap, over the sticker price. My suggestion is call us and let us do a search for you. We can't sell you a car. We don't sell new cars. We lease new cars. If it is a pre-owned car, I can sell it to you. If it is a new car, I would lease it to you. And if it were a Hellcat, especially a 15, I would get my hands on it any way I could, because eventually that car may, in fact, be worth money because it's such a one-off kind of item. They sold them out, by the way.
Yeah, but even if we leased it to you, you can then purchase it for the residual value at the end. And then we have some other programs where you can we show people how to maximize their deals. So just call our offices and we'll hook you up.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. My wife wants to get a car for her brother and we can't afford to put very much down on a down payment. Would you say leasing is a good way to go? Well, your wife can't lease a car in her name for her brother. When you lease a vehicle, it has to be the driver that actually leases the vehicle. If the car is for her brother, I would suggest finding a good pre-owned car, and we can help you with a pre-owned car without making much of a down payment at all. If your credit is halfway decent, we can help you with that. And if you're getting your brother a car, I'd get him a pre-owned car. I wouldn't get him a brand new one.
Mm-mm. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, me, Sybil, and today, guest host, the director of the sports division at AutoFlex, Trent Shepard. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. So I'm excited to talk about this because, obviously, people who listen to 105.3 The Fan are Cowboys fans. And, Trent, I'm so peanut butter and jealous of you. He just got back from Cowboys training camp.
I was. I was out there for the actually the first day of training camp, I guess last Thursday. And it was just awesome. The buzz around camp and the fan base that we have in California alone is just pretty amazing.
Right.
But everybody just seemed pretty fired up about the season getting kicked off.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to meet with a couple of my clients out there, Tyler Klutz, Greg Hardy, and Darren McFadden.
I've heard of all of them.
All really great guys. Yeah, really great guys.
So as the director of the sports division at AutoFlex, what do you do?
Well, what we do is, you know, we kind of have a department that's tailored to, you know, the specific needs of professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, across the league, not just here in our own backyard. But, you know, what we do is just as far as locating custom cars for them, handling transportation to and from facilities. One of my clients, Akeem Nix, recently, you know, started playing with Tennessee.
Yeah.
So getting his vehicles from one location to the other, you know, that's just a big thing for them. Handling that, taking the pressure off of them and their agents, financial advisors.
Right.
You know, it's just great being able to be there for them. You know, custom car work, you name it, wraps, wheels.
Yeah.
We got a great shop here in McKinney, Complete Customs, Sean up there. I mean, it just takes everybody firing on all cylinders to make it happen for these guys.
So what are some of the work that you do on cars for these ballplayers?
What's the wrap? Tell us about the wrap.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, I'm sure you've seen them driving down the road, but sometimes you can't find cars in specific colors. So
like
you
chrome?
Like chrome, yeah, chrome.
They can wrap it in chrome?
A lot of matte black. They can. They can. There's a lot of different options. It's pretty unique. Carbon fiber wraps. You know, sometimes you get those, you know, unique questions and wants and needs, and you kind of have to think outside of the box to go the extra mile to get it for them. So.
Right.
So, like, I saw a Camaro that had that matte black hood, that's probably wrapped, maybe?
Yes, more than likely it is wrapped, because a lot of times in the, you know, we will get the call and say, can you paint it for me? But it just diminishes the value of the car completely if we go through and repaint the car. So finding somebody that can, you know, do good work and
yeah,
the wrap job's great.
Okay, cool. So with, you don't have to say who, but you deal with sure. So many professional athletes. What's the most expensive customization you've ever had? Like the craziest thing? Because I know you guys, David's talked about moving seats back, like removing the back seat for NBA players because they're so tall and having to like put the front seat in essentially what would be the back seat.
Right.
So like the most expensive thing you've had to do.
Yeah, I would say some jobs cost upwards of $20,000 to $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wide body kits on different cars and just making them completely unique and tailored to, you know, kind of what they want. Something
Rims.
That's different when they pull up to the practice facility or camp, you know. They want to be the standout.
So. Everybody wants something different.
Right.
Well, and you just shipped a car to Oxnard.
We did.
What was that you shipped?
One of our clients did request that his vehicle was shipped to Oxnard. It was a 74 Monte Carlo.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. You know, but we do things
it's
like that.
All souped up,
you know?
Or something, I
right,
guess.
Right, right. Oh, it was. Okay. It's completely redone, nice custom car. But those are the just things we do, you know, arrange the transport there and coordinate with the Cowboys player reps and stuff like that there.
Yeah.
Get those things handled for them. So.
How do they find you? Through the player reps?
You know, AutoFlex has been handling sports for a long time. So over time, we've built relationships primarily with agents and financial advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And then maintaining those relationships, you know, players just continue to come to us and get turned to us because of our reputation.
Aren't we endorsed by some associations too?
Like NFLPA.
Yeah.
Players Association, right?
Okay.
We've been with them for a long time. So
that helps.
It does. It does. And, you know, word of mouth is probably one of the biggest things. You know, when you go the extra mile, especially for some of the players who are here with the Cowboys, what we'll do is, you know, if they have family coming in town for local events like dinners or whether it be for games, we try to go the extra mile and make sure that when they get to the airport, transportation's taken care of. Getting them to and from, you know, whether it's the player's home where they're staying or hotel, it just takes the stress off the player and allows them to focus on, you know, the upcoming game or event, whatever they have going on. So,
yeah, which is
pretty
important.
Unique.
Well, and one of the other things is that we do have Cowboys in cars, but we've got a lot more players in cars than Cowboys. I mean, if you looked at the total number of cars that Trent has out there with players, there's probably as many Giants and Titans and 49ers as there are Cowboys.
Right.
Yeah, there's probably plenty of Lions and Tigers and Bears.
Oh, my. Yeah. No, actually, a lot of my, most of my client base is spread out across the country. You know, I've got a small group of people I work with here in, you know, our own backyard in Dallas, which we're trying to expand. But a lot of my players are across the country. And so going that extra mile to make sure that those cars are to them, and then a lot of times, you know, flying out when the car's delivered to their property and being there with them to make sure and go over the car and the features. making sure they understand.
Right.
You know, a couple of my
because they're probably not getting Honda Accords.
No, correct. Correct.
Might be a little bit more sophisticated technology to learn.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You have to be up. You have to be up on your product. Okay. You know, and but yeah.
Sorry. And not to mention any names and things, but you did just get a Rolls Royce for a player from Dallas that doesn't play for Dallas.
Right.
So,
they like their toys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice. But, you know, we'll do all of these great things. We'll wrap your car. We would do a lot of customization for any of our clients.
Right.
That's
Autoflex Leasing Fantex just texted in and said, can you put a set of custom wheels and a kit on my truck and do a lease? And yes, we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, those are things that we can take care of. Like I said, we've got a great shop that we work with. They handle things in a timely manner. They do great work. So yeah, absolutely. Give us a call.
So basically, as the director of the sports division, Trent has like the coolest job ever. He gets to hang out with all these athletes. Do they ever, I know a lot of times people will, if you take really good care of them, they'll give you a little gift like, oh, this is, I appreciate your service. Here's a gift card. Go have dinner on me. Have you had anything like that happen with the athletes?
You know, it does come with its perks of developing a personal relationship with these guys, you know, going out to dinner and eating with them and stuff like that. And just
flying
really
on my private jet.
Yeah. Right. No jets. Not yet. Hopefully. But not yet.
Yeah, that does. I mean, it seems like a really cool job. You get autographed jerseys and things sent to you?
We do. You know, I try, you know, I know the guys are busy, so a lot of times I don't press for autographs and things like that. But I see them so much that it almost becomes second nature to me to, you know, to see them.
He gets their autograph about 15 times when they sign the paperwork.
That is true.
Right.
And he's got the coolest office because that's what he's got all around his office, his helmets and balls, all autographed and just really cool stuff from guys. Guys that we idolize,
yeah,
you know, big stars, they're his customers.
And we've had these, I mean, it's for years we've been collecting these, I mean, the whole top floor, and then even in our lobby you can see some of these things, the balls, and because they've given those things to
us. Yeah, all the way back, I mean, we've got things from Tom Landry, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, I mean, just.
Aikman.
Right.
That's awesome.
Long before me, but.
we had all those, well, we didn't have Tom in a car, but we had all those other people in cars at one time or another. They've all been customers of Autoflex.
That's great.
So we've got, we had Troy Aikman in a car when he actually had a car dealership, but we didn't have him in a car, but his wife had a car from us.
Ah. Yeah. So, Trent, hand me your phone. I'm going to call, like, I don't know, Tyron Smith or somebody out of your phone real quick.
Right.
He's like, heck no, Sybil, get out of here. What's been the hardest car to acquire for a player? Because, I mean, people want, like you said earlier, something really original. What have you had to just work really hard? And
you know, I had a guy who is recently retired from the league, specifically searching for a Bentley Continental GT Speed. But he wanted it in specific colors, interior. And with those cars, they start to get specific with interior stitching, and it has to look like this. And I believe I searched for that car for 6 months before I actually found it. Every single day came in and just looked for the car. And finally, it appeared on the search, and I sent it to him, and he said, that's it. And we shipped it out. And, you know, sometimes it just takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes time. They know what they want. And so you just have to be there to do and put in that legwork for them.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, is there a way to trip the kill switch on the battery for the Eagles and Giants players?
Hashtag weed and boys.
That's right. That's
I almost thought the same thing, like sugar in the gas tank or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. If you have a question for Trent, he's going to stick around for the next segment, too. You can give us a call, 817. Oh, wait, that's the number to Autoflex, 817 or 972-234-1234. You can call us here in the studio, though, at 877-881-1053. That's it.
Do it again.
What is it?
877-881-1053.
Perfect.
Or send us an Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 43733. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, guest host Trent Shepard, he's the director of the sports division at Autoflex, and me, Sybil. Welcome back. Phone number 881. Oh, dang it. Why isn't the number hanging in here? 877-881-1053. Sorry, I work at our sister station, and I always want to give out that phone number. You can also call AutoFlex. What are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area is always AutoFlex.com, which may be the very best place to shop for a car today because it's going to be 112 outside.
Or you can send us your AutoFlex leasing fan text at 43733. Let's go to the phones and check in with Brian from Dallas. Good morning, Brian. You're on with David, Tammy, Trent, and me, Sybil. Hello.
Wah, wah. Hi, Bri.
Hello. Aww. Well, he was calling to say that he's actually gotten a car through AutoFlex before, and he said he dealt with Shingy, and that he loved the service. He said he's listened to the show for 2.5 years, and that he works at another dealership, but he still listens, and he's on his way to work right now.
Shingy Muchimwa, and he's a great, great guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's funny, too.
Very funny.
Yep.
So, Brian, sorry we couldn't take your call. We're having some technical difficulties.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. My kids absolutely love y'all's jingle, and they sing it every time it comes on. Thank you. Thank you very much. My partner Andy's brother actually wrote that jingle for us many, many years ago and sings it. So that's sort of in the family. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. My wife's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Cameron Carney.
Born and raised in Arlington. Happy birthday. Loves the Cowboys, Rangers, and the Mavs.
Woohoo! And the G-Bag Nation.
And G-Bag Nation, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone else sent us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I'm in a lease, and my wife has driven the heck out of it. It's due back in 3,000 miles. It was a 3-year lease, and I had it for 15 months. So I guess he's asking for help.
Here's the thing. Most of those 36-month leases are manufacturers-based leases, and they have really high residual values, which means that you're basically in them for the term, and it doesn't give you a lot of options. Here's the thing.
It's a one-pay lease, he said.
And it's a one-pay, yeah.
So he's already paid it all.
But the issue is going to be whether it's going to be cheaper to sell the car or trade it in. At the end, what's going to cost him the most? Because the end value is what he's going to have to worry with the residual, because it was based on 15,000 miles a year. So do me a favor, give us a call at AutoFlex and let us look at the whole thing, because there's going to be a better way for you to go, but I just can't tell you right now in the air. I need the Flex Lease computer system.
Which is a really good point, because I was talking to one of our specialists yesterday about this. A lot of people, I think, are afraid to come in. Okay, this internet, which I love, you know, the convenience of it and the telephone, but there's a point where we all need to get together, okay? We need to see your trade so we can figure out the maximum value, and then we need payoff information. We do need your credit information because we need to, you may say your credit's great, but you could be a little bit overextended for one particular lease bank's program, and then they wouldn't want you, but you might qualify for an A tier on another program. So we have to review all of this. We're really on your side. I can promise you we probably want to put you in a car even more than you want the car. Okay. So however we can do it to get a deal for you to make you happy, you're in the right car, you're comfortable with your payment and the program, that's our goal. We're not going to try to push you into something you don't need. So don't be afraid to come in and meet with a specialist. See how professional we are. We really do have a professional operation and all of your options. You know, because we've got a bunch of pros that are going to tell you really the downside of if you did A, B, or C and why the upside of D, E, and Z are better. Right, Trent?
Right.
Or
right.
David?
And that's what's so great about AutoFlex, too, is we're, you know, we're non-denominational. So we're not specific. We're not specific to a single brand. Mm-hmm. So by coming in, you do get to look at all of your options.
Yeah.
Whether it be a Lexus and a BMW and, you know, Mercedes all at the same time. You don't have to dealership hop on your 105 degree Saturday afternoon.
There are better things you could be doing.
Right.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. Can you talk about titles? When you buy a car, the real title is sent to the DMV, microfished, and the hard copy is destroyed. We get a certificate of title. Does the state own the legal title? Are we only on an equity title? How does that work? Well, here's the thing. No, the title comes to you if you own the car. First of all, if you finance the car, the title goes to the lender. Or if you lease the car, the title goes to the lessor, and they hold it until it's completely paid for. I always like these people that say, I want to own my car.
Right.
Well, if you want to find out who owns your car, miss a payment. You'll find out really quick who owns your car. So, but in the state of Texas, once you've paid for a car in total, then you get the title to the car. Until then, the lender gets the title, but that is a real title. The state actually holds no interest at all in the car. They just process the paperwork.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's the other thing. There's a lien on the title. So whether you get to, like in Oklahoma, they might give you the title. Some states, they might give you the actual title, but there's a lien on it. Okay. So until that lien is satisfied or signed off on that it's been completely paid, you aren't free to trade the car without satisfying that lien. I know in Arizona, laws are different everywhere. In Texas, you just don't hold the title. And trust me, it's better that you don't. Now, I know that when you pay off a car and they send you the title and they have signed off on that lien release, they also send a letter saying, hey, take this in, get it turned into a fresh title that's just made where you're the complete owner. Because that other one where U.S. Bank had the lien on it and then they signed off, it still says U.S. Bank is the owner.
Right.
They signed off. So if you want to trade it in, you can. But if you lose that title, you have to apply for another title. Then you have to get a lien release. All of this costs money and time. So put it in a very safe place and get it transferred just into your name so you don't have to get anybody else's signature before you can trade or sell the car.
And that kind of goes hand in hand with this AutoFlex Leasing fan text. My wife wants a new Yukon, but we have a 2013 Kia that has a, he says loan on it, but I thought he meant lien. And he said, what is there a way to lose that lien if we lease? Is it possible to lose the lien if we lease?
If you trade the Kia in, it will have to be paid off. So we'll figure out the trade-in value versus the payoff, work out all the numbers, and that's paid off. However, if you are just looking to have one payment, and let's say you have a small amount owed over here, I have done this for a client before when they were getting a car that had a big rebate. We gave them their actual cash back. Or their equity if they had a free and clear trade, and then they could go pay off that other loan. So you need to talk to one of our specialists, and we'll help you figure out the best way to do that.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text, I'm a diehard Chevelle fan. Is it really making a comeback, and is it really going to be a four-door sedan? No, the ones I've seen, the concepts, are 2016 models. They say they're going to bring it back as an SS. Looks like probably a Charger killer, if I had to guess by the size. It's a really good-looking car, but they've got concepts out right now. I don't know for sure that they're building it, but what I read was that they were coming with an SS Chevelle for 2016 to get into that Charger market.
I drove a Chevelle in high school.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is it making a comeback?
Long. It was big.
AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex Leasing Fantex bought two cars from Chad Way Casey. Awesome experience. Can't wait to buy another one. Chad's a great guy in our Richardson office, and his customers love him.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he is. He's a really, really great guy.
Another quick AutoFlex Leasing fan text. How low can your credit score be to use AutoFlex 2?
Ooh, that's a really good question because there's not really a bottom to that.
Nice.
It's according to situations. People can have very poor credit, but not have any repossessions or not have any recent bankruptcies. And we can help them, but they can have poor credit and they can have repossessions or bankruptcies that were recent enough that might make it impossible.
Mm-hmm.
We can help actually anybody, but it comes down to down payment at that point.
Yes. I want to say that money talks.
Right.
Cash is king. If you are having some problems with your credit, it's not always that you have to have a down payment, but it's a really good idea. So if you've had all these other problems in the past, do your best to start saving up some down payment. It just makes it that much easier because that's your investment. That's your side of the bargain. You know, you're saying, I'm going to give you all this cash. Here's everything I got. And I promise to make the payments too. Would you please give me a loan?
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I sent you guys my kids' version of your song on Facebook. Check it out. We will do that. If anyone has versions of the AutoFlex jingle they'd like to send in, send it to us on Facebook. We'd love to. We'll post it.
One more AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Any thoughts on the new Maxima? I'm looking at that, and I might lease it.
It is a great car. We've already started leasing them. We leased one to a company this last week. Beautiful car, white. It's bigger than the other Maximas. It's got great lines. Quiet car. I like the car a lot. I think they got a hit.
That was my first car, 1987 Nissan Maxima.
Yeah, a four-door sports car.
Yeah, and yep. It was a stick shift.
Yep.
So, okay, we do a lot of talk about TrueCar and how they've had some bad things happening lately, and now the CEO is making some moves.
Well, here's the thing. TrueCar stock has gone from a high of $25 a share to $5.54 a share.
Yikes.
It was down 37 cents at the last time I looked that day. The CEO of TrueCar, Scott Painter, has announced that he is going to resign. He's stepping down as the CEO, and he's being replaced by Christopher Klaus. Klaus was a director at USAA before joining TrueCar, and USAA is one of TrueCar's biggest customers. Therein lies that relationship. Interesting to me is Klaus has been with them for 1 year and 4 months, and he's the new CEO. It's another one of those interesting moves that Scott Painter and TrueCar make. TrueCar is that company that you see advertised that they're going to get you a better price, but the reality is the dealer has to pay them a referral if you get your car and you come in from TrueCar, which means they're adding that to the price you pay for the car. TrueCar has now been sued by three dealer groups, and the last dealer group sued them, interestingly enough, because of lack of transparency. Scott Painter's big deal is everything needs to be transparent. The dealers that sued him this last time said, well, if everything's got to be transparent, then you need to tell people they got to pay more because they came from your source, but from your advertising. So it's going to be a really interesting trip. Painter has had three big companies that I know of since he started, and all three of those, other than TrueCar, are now gone. So he's a sort of a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So interestingly, and the other thing about TrueCar, by the way, is that they require the dealer to give them, TrueCar, all of their transactional information for all of their customers if they're going to be a TrueCar customer and be paid or receive TrueCar leads. So you have to pay for the lead, and you have to give TrueCar all of your other information from all your customers. TrueCar says that is to make sure they know they get paid for the right people. I say, gosh, that's a lot of personal information they're
giving
out. So even if you didn't buy a car sourced from TrueCar, but you bought it from a dealer that's a TrueCar dealer, that dealer has to send your information to TrueCar. It's a really interesting thing. And that information, by the way, is private. So that's the other side of the story. Anyway, Scott Painter's stepping down, and Chris Klaus is the new CEO of TrueCar. No mention of John Krafcik, who was the head of Hyundai, who joined Painter a year and 5 months ago.
Did you have something more on that, Tam Tam?
Nope.
Okay. Quick Auto Flex Leasing fan text 43733, and Trent can probably help on this one. I'm looking for a good MPG vehicle that I can fit into. I'm 6 foot tall, 300 pounds.
Nissan Altima?
6 foot, 300?
Yeah. So he's like the size of one of the players, right? Almost.
You know, the Chrysler 300 is a very roomy car inside. I would say that's probably going to be the best bang for your buck on a, you know, full
size. What about fuel economy?
Fuel economy?
For that one.
You know, it's not, I wouldn't see it being too bad.
Okay.
You know, being that big and needing a larger car, you're not going to find a whole lot of vehicles with extremely low fuel economy. But that would, I would say, probably 21 miles per gallon is probably pretty solid on that car.
I agree.
If you want to test drive one, give Autoflex a call.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, do you lease 3/4 ton and 1 ton trucks? Yes, we do, and a lot of people don't. There's a lot of people that consider a 3/4 ton pickup or a 1 ton pickup a commercial vehicle and don't write leases on them. We can write leases on them, whether they're a passenger vehicle or a commercial vehicle.
So if you need to call Autoflex, 817 or 972-234-1234 is the number, or go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Trent Shepard for joining us today. That sure was fun.
Thank you.
Also, Snuggles, good job as always. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome home, Mike Napoli. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I'm stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle.